Busy TV.
Good morning, everybody. This is Martin Zender. I speak often of the difference between the gospel that God brought to Israel and the gospel that he gave to everybody else. The gospel to Israel came through Abraham. It passed on to Peter when our Lord was on earth to confirm the promises God made to Abraham. But this gospel, very importantly, was limited to one people's, namely Israelites. But there was another gospel given to the Apostle Paul by the glorified Christ that went out to everyone, irrespective of their nationality, which makes you ask the question, is God a racist? I'm going to explore that question with you today. Not only am I going to explore it, I'm going to answer it. This is MZTV. Welcome to the show. Racism, when humans practice it, it's always bad. Racism is favor or disfavor granted to a certain group of people based on skin color or ethnicity. And it's terrible. It's discriminatory. It's evil when humans practice it. But God, being God, he never sins. And it just so happens that the way God decided to do this with Israel is he gave his blessing, he gave the scriptures to one people's, and that was, these were the descendants of Abraham. But not just the descendants of Abraham, because Abraham had more than one kid, had to be the descendants of Isaac. Not Ishmael, that was another son Abraham had via Sarah's handmaid. No, specifically you had to come from this line, this genetic line from Abraham. And this is why it was so important for Israel to be able to trace their genealogy, because favor was based on your genealogy. It's just the way it was. Now I'm going to talk about this guy over here, just got in the car next to me. It's a man of the African-American persuasion, from what I can tell. I got a gospel for him that he's going to like. But did you see that guy? This guy preempted me. I didn't even know this was going to happen, obviously. But this guy can only be a second-class citizen in Israel, in the Israel gospel, because the Israel gospel is chiefly for descendants of Israel. And I don't know if anybody's going to like this or not. It doesn't really matter, although I would like you to at least accept it. Is it the Israel people being descendants of Shem, one of the three sons of Noah, were a Caucasian people? They weren't swarthy. They weren't dark or even black, as some people suppose. Those would be the descendants of Ham. And then the descendants of Japheth, the third son of Noah, settled in Europe and lands to the north. This is racist. I agree it's racist, but I didn't do it. God did it. Now, it doesn't mean that gentleman could not be attached to Israel gospel. He can be, as a proselyte of Israel. Proselyte in the Greek means toward comers, somebody who comes toward Israel. For instance, the Ethiopian eunuch in the book of Acts. I'm assuming the Ethiopian eunuch was of the same race as the gentleman that just got into the van next to me. He can join Israel, but he's not going to have the full privileges of an Israelite, because he can't trace his genealogy through Abraham, or should I say through Isaac. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Abraham had a son, Isaac. Isaac had a son, Jacob. Jacob's name was changed midstream to Israel. And that man had 12 sons, and these became the 12 tribes of Israel. So, yeah, it was very important to trace your genealogy to get the favor of God. Now, again, if human beings did this, if I started a business and I said, you can only work for me if you're of a certain family group. Well, not only would that, well, if it was my family, it would be called nepotism, but it would be discriminatory. And if I base that distinction on someone's ethnicity or their skin color, then it would indeed be racist. Well, yeah, there are other names for discrimination of other stripes, such as if I said only people who weigh under 180 pounds can work for me and my business. That would be discriminatory, too. I'm discriminating due to, you know, somebody's body composition. Or if I said I'm only going to hire men, no women in my company. Ooh, can't get away with that today. But in a way, they do. And the NFL, National Football League, you can't be a woman. Maybe you can. I don't know if women have tried out for the NFL. I don't know, but it could be called discriminatory. But God's gospel to Israel, for sure, is racist because it's... But when God does it, it's not a sin. It's based on your ethnicity. Again, when God does it, it is not a sin. God's choosings are very specific. You may say, with our gospel... 1 Corinthians 1, we know God calls the unwise weak, ignoble, and stupid. So you may say God is discriminating against the smart, intelligent, respectable, and socially astute. He's discriminating against those people. You could say that, I guess. God's never on equal opportunity anything. In fact, I made a video of that. If you love this topic, excuse me, you can find my video. Go to MZTV and type in God is not an equal opportunity anything. So the Ethiopian eunuch, which I assume was a man of dark complexion, a descendant of Ham, the son of one of the three sons of Noah who came through on the ark, he could join Israel, and he did. He became a torchcomer, a proselyte. But again, he was a second-class citizen. He still got some of the benefits, but not all of the benefits. Now we come to the gospel of the uncircumcision, Paul's gospel. If I was going to preach a gospel to this guy that got into the van next to me, I wouldn't tell him of the Israel gospel. Why would I do that? Sir, I have a gospel here for white people. Would you like to hear about it? And not just white people. No, you got to be a specific kind of white person. Many, many white people would be eliminated. This is very narrow group of white people. And yeah, what do you think that guy would say? I said, and you can join it, but you're always going to be a second class citizen in that group, and you're going to just be like eating scraps from the table of your superiors. Yeah, that guy, I wouldn't even get first sentence out, and that guy would punch me in the face. Rightly so. What will I tell this guy? I would say, this guy, how would you like a gospel that is based on nothing but grace, that lavishes grace on not only everyone, but even the one people who are most unworthy, even people who don't do good works, who can't generate faith within themselves, people who feel like losers in life? How would you like a gospel that would bless you even beyond the promises God gave to Israel, irrespective of whether you're an Israelite or not? Hey, I want that gospel. I got it, dude. I'm talking to the right guy. I'm Martin freaking Sender, and I am a carrier of the greatest message ever to come to humanity, and that is the gospel of the grace of God, not the gospel of the Israel of God, not the gospel of the descendants of Shem, not the gospel of the offspring of Jacob, no, but the gospel of the grace of God, and it includes everybody, and even the most, what we would consider the most unworthy people. Hell, they go to the head of the class. Those parts of the body that we deem to be inferior, such as the feet, we give them more exceeding honor. This gospel's fun. It's fun. None of this checking your genealogy crap. Again, Israel was obsessed with that. Paul warns people about checking endless genealogies. Paul says, don't mess with it. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. I used to teach at a church once in a while up in a suburb of Detroit, and it was an Israel church. It was an Israel identity church, you know, the 10 tribes thing, and they were literally tracing their genealogy. One guy said, I'm from the tribe of Benjamin. Another lady says, well, I'm from the tribe of Naphtali. You are, yeah. How about you? You from the tribe of Judah? Oh, you're a Judite. Wow, you're really special. And somebody else would say, oh, that's nothing. I'm a Levite. I'm the priestly class. Oh, well, wow, that's great. All these distinctions, all this jockeying for a position, that belongs to the Israel gospel. It belongs to it. But in this gospel, forget about it. That stuff is a joke. It's an affront to God. It's an insult to the universal nature of this gospel. And so it's just another reason to love Paul's gospel. It's the advanced gospel. And somebody would say, I'm going to close with this. Somebody say, well, why didn't Paul's gospel come first? That's a good question. I asked that question myself many years ago. Why didn't God just come out of the gate with an inclusive gospel? Duh, I mean, it's the contrast principle again. It's really, God needed a guinea pig nation in order to demonstrate the fallibility, of humanity, the impossibility of any human being attaining to the righteousness of God by means of works. This lesson had to be laid down. It had to be recorded for all time. And God used these people, really. He used the Israelites. I feel bad for them. They were a guinea pig nation. You see, God had this gospel, the gospel of inclusivity, had it in his heart the whole time, but he had to go through this thing. He had to establish that no flesh can boast in his presence. And to do that, he had to lay out the law. He had to come across like, why are you doing this? I gave you a couple rules. All right, 613. You can't do them? What's the matter with you people? I'm going to curse you. Bye-bye. Had to go through all that. Boy, what an object lesson. Thank God that you are not subjected to that. But you may ask, so anyway, that the gospel later came to Paul, and it included everybody, and the contrast was great. The relief was profound. It's like, whoa, we don't have to do all that law. We don't have to be baptized. We don't have to be circumcised. We don't have to observe the Sabbath. We don't have to observe any days. It's a contrast. It's a relief factor. Woo! I think there's a product out there called Relief Factor. It eliminates your pain. Well, let's eliminate all your pain in this gospel. Well, I mean, you still have aches and pains, but I mean, if you concentrate on this thing, it really works. Now, the question is, well, what about can Israelites be part of this amazing gospel of Paul you're talking about, the gospel of the grace of God? Yes, they can. It's for everybody, even Israelites. But the one thing is, an Israelite has to surrender. Not doesn't have to, but it's surrendered automatically. Surrendered their former national advantage. So there's not going to be any Israelites in the body of Christ. And Paul was an Israelite in the body of Christ. And he says in Philippians, those things which I consider gain to me, that is my Israelite heritage. I was of the tribe of Benjamin. That was a big deal to him. I was a Pharisee. And so he was bragging about all these distinctions in the flesh. He was bragging of his... He bragged of his genealogy at one time, which is appropriate for an Israelite to do. But Paul said, none of that matters anymore. It's all refuse. It's all junk. It's garbage. It doesn't matter anymore. So an Israelite can indeed be attached to the body of Christ and have all the privileges of every other member of the body of Christ. But they no longer have a physical advantage. Their race no longer matters. No, it doesn't. It doesn't. And many of them couldn't handle that. They were raised so many years thinking how important it was, and their daddy and their grandpa and their great-grandpa, here's the genealogy, you study this chart, and you study it good. You're a descendant of Judah. You study this chart good. And they had to really memorize that, and it became important to them. They had emotional attachment. And to tell them that there's this great organization, the body of Christ, that promises you a celestial destiny instead of a terrestrial destiny. And you don't have to do any of these ceremonies. It was very hard for them to, it would seem to be easy, like just jump over. See, they had that. They loved their national advantage. It was a source of pride. Many of them just couldn't do it. They didn't want to do it. And in the case of, you know, for instance, Peter, he wasn't meant to do it. He's not meant to throw away his genealogy. Paul says, in the body of Christ, there's neither Jew nor Greek, neither slave nor free, neither male nor female. That's in the body of Christ. There's neither Jew nor Greek. You might be a Jew and you might be a Greek, but God, it doesn't matter. But Peter never said, there's neither Jew nor Greek in my gospel. No, because Peter's going to sit on one of 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. That's Peter's destiny. And so he's not going to surrender his national identity. Hell no. He's got to show his Israel card to get into the kingdom. If you're going to get into that kingdom and sit on one of the chief seats, you better be producing your Israel card. What do we need? All you got to do, this gospel, is present your idiot card. You're in.